Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I got a question for you. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we are back with Dominance. And I don't know where we're at, but we're almost done, I think, with the English translation, or as much as we have. So, if you like Dominance, I guess you're going to have to buy Closed Game, which just, the physical copies are ready. I don't know if they're ready to be shipped out yet, but the head of Jast, Bloodnose, was able to look at them, and he's very impressed with the quality. It's real metal, guys. It's real metal. So that's pretty cool, right? And you'll get that from Empress if you buy Closed Game. It's very expensive, $150 or $200 package, but you get what you pay for. So definitely check that out, and it will possibly get a game like this to be brought over. So we'll see. Are you awake? Huh? An improper answer. Ariza asked you, "Are you awake, Makoto?" It's the woman with the beautiful silver hair. The space aliens has come out of my dream. Wasn't it just a dream? No? It appears you're aware and awake. If so, please change into these clothes now. You have work to do on board. I'm told by the space alien woman, the woman from my dream who had introduced herself as Ariza, and brought me some clothes. What? I'm told by the space alien woman, the woman from my dream who had introduced herself as Ariza, and had brought me some clothes. Then it wasn't a dream after all. This is reality. So all that stuff did happen. My lower body, back muscles, and my testes are heavy and dull with a muscle ache, probably because of all my intense ejaculations. So I'm here, on the slave ship. Ah, I sighed, waking up my body. A second time. I gave a sigh while shifting my eyes to glance at Ariza. If you have the time to breathe out your stinky breath, then please get dressed and ready. I was just simply breathing in and out. I'm sorry. Ariza is watching me doing little glances with severe look. Is she angry with me now? I guess I did give out an intentional sigh. I look back, reflecting on all the things I've done. Only I wanted her to show a little sympathy for my own feelings in this current situation. Perhaps you've broken something or damaged somewhere in your body, or is it that you have significantly reduced physical functions? Huh? Damaged and injured? No, not that. I'm okay. However... Oh wait, does that mean that she really is worried about me? Then get ready quickly. Your 6 hours of sleep has already been used up. Wow. If you're a healthy man, you should have been recovered from your tiredness. Well, shit. I require about 7. Well, she isn't particularly worried about me personally. Ah, yes, yes, I understand, I understand. As I get up from the bed, Ariza's words start to worry me. What? 6 hours? I was out for that long? Excuse me, folks. Let me, throw away my gum. It's a little rude to be chewing gum while I'm supposed to be reading a novel, right? So, gonna switch it up a little bit with this, throat drop. Yes, you fainted in the madam's room. From then it has been 6 hours, 5 minutes, and 31 seconds of time that has passed since you were carried here. Have you been counting this whole time? Yes, it's been stood here the whole time. Eh? You've been standing there for 6 hours? So you've accompanied me the whole time? Well, first of all, thank you. And was it you, Ariza, who brought me here? Right, Ariza carried you. Thank you for doing that. Oh, I was heavy, I'm guessing. No, because I'm used to controlling gravity, I didn't feel that much weight. Gravity control, does that mean Fezzeroid aliens are capable of gravity manipulation? You were easily placed on an anti-gravity baggage loading tray, so there was no problem with moving you. Oh, baggage treatment. My ideal image of Ariza being the model of a good-hearted person, my ideal picture of a perfect, beautiful princess, that preconception had become shattered pretty quickly. Yeah, a fainted human being isn't that much different than a lump of meat from a cow or a pig. Really? I'm not a domestic animal, just some lump of meat from a cow or a pig. But she has been looking at me this whole time. Should I say something? Oh wow, we have choices. I don't know if they matter. I guess for the time being, I should praise her for depriving me of my virginity. So Ariza, that sex we had, you were incredibly good at it. Ariza's face seems to look at me suspiciously. Whoops, did Grim fuck up? I guess it was weird of me to talk about what we had done. Wanting to give her my thanks and praise, but the way I said it when thinking carefully, it's just a very embarrassing thing to say out loud. Ah, if I had a choice, I'd want to go back and do it over again. Ariza still hasn't said anything for a while. Well, that's right, we've only just met today. It's rude for a man to just bluntly say something like that. Oh, you got her to blush. Well, that's alright. It was nothing. What's with that reaction? Also, her cheeks, they're blushing red. It's nothing. It's nothing. Come on, change your clothes quickly. You need to hurry. You have a lot of things that you need to do. Yes. After stating what I needed to do, Ariza walks out of the room. What was with that reaction? I incline my neck, thinking, what? Ariza is a rare space alien. I guess I just don't know her that well. For the time being, I'll put on these clothes that Ariza has left for me. I put on the clothes provided that came equipped with additional mini tabs. The shirt is made of a durable laminated material. It also came with a tool belt to hang things around my waist. I paused to look around the room. Still got a little time. On a ship flying through space with no idea of actual time, after all, I'm an Earthling. I'm a human bound by human things, so I'm used to the old conventional concepts that I've come to expect from my life. Of course, when the human race advanced into space, we adjusted it to match with our natural planetary environment. So as an Earthling, we live by the basis of a 24-hour day that our bodies have evolved with. So right now it would be called daytime based on the time concept of Earth. So normally, this is working hours. But so much has happened so quickly that I still haven't gotten it all straightened out in my head. My body got played with by the Madam and Amy. Then to top it off, I got made love for the first time. I got to make love for the first time with Ariza. A little while ago, Ariza said this had all happened 6 hours ago. Yet I still can't believe it. I was rescued by this ship on the conditions of consenting to a slave contract. So instead of the Mizar family helping me out, they have made me sign a contract where all my human rights are in complete disregard. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? I don't think a contract made under duress while dying and losing consciousness can be justified. Still, they helped me, but my overall circumstances haven't changed. This is absolute slavery. On my desk there is a digital paper. It's a public document with the contract contents signed with my own DNA certified signature. Even if I wanted to appeal, lawyers who see this probably wouldn't want to help me. So it has made it impossible to just run away. It states that if I run away, I'd owe a large sum of compensation, and my body is part of that collateral. Whether I'm dead or alive, it's all up to the whims of that mother and daughter. On the face of it states that it's an employment job contract to work on the ship. So it's my obligation to carry a device which stores a film of the contract close to my body at all times. With a sigh, I placed a small contract film behind the dog tag, so I can carry it with me around my neck. Well, where do I have to go now? Makoto, can you hear me? The moment I muttered it out, the voice of Ariza was boomed across the room. I can hear you, Ariza. A while ago, I forgot to tell you your destination. Yeah, where should I be going to now? First of all, go to the engine room. It's through the cargo compartment. Only stating what I need to do, Ariza cuts the communication. What? That's it? Whatever. First of all, I'll go to the cargo compartment. Feeling slightly agitated, I leave the room. Oh, you finally come out. How's it going? Whoa, Melvin, why are you here? As soon as I had walked out in the room, Melvin was already standing there waiting. Because you still hadn't come, I come looking for you, thinking you might have gotten lost. Anyway, we have many things we need to do, so I hope you're ready to work hard. Ah ha ha! Melvin says this, hitting me on my back with a double slap. After you'd passed out, the madam was gonna throw you out in space. It was me that stopped that happening, so you owe me a thanks for that. Haha. Even though he just said that, I don't know if he was really telling the truth about what had happened after I fainted. Ah-ha-ha! You have such a depressing look on your face. You can relax. It ain't like I'm gonna try to eat you. Oh, yeah. Another one of his solid and intense smacks was released on my back from the big guy. The impact leaves a lingering, light, dull pain on the back of my chest. The back of my chest? Wouldn't that be your back? Okay, well then, let's get to work. Melvin takes me away while hanging his arm around the back of my neck. So here we are. This is where you'll be working. Here. This ship, the goddess of space, the Pearl Body. This is its engine room. Melvin exaggerates, spreading wide both his hands with a self-satisfied grin. It felt like he was proudly introducing me to his own daughter. Haha, it really is amazing. Ah, haha, very true, very true. It brings joy to my eyes. She's like my very own daughter. Whoa, it really is. And here, have a look at this. Ah, that's... Melvin threw me a memory chip. This is... It contains all the necessary information on the maintenance of this ship. I would direct you with some verbal work, but you basically just have to follow the workflow contained within it. Oh yes, I see. Okay, now then, just poke that little guy into your terminal. Your terminal will now update with everything on this software. Using that tool, you will now have access to my built-in workflow. Immediately, when I placed the memory chip into my terminal, the tool made it automatically boot up. It's starting. It's automatically updating with the latest information right now. So all I have to do is confirm the update? Right. With this, you can at least do something. If you still have any problems, you come to me easy, right? Yeah. I'm expecting a lot from you. I've had loads of work to do, so that's why I was prepared to put myself in danger with a madam to save you. That last part, he said, lowering his voice. Probably, I guess, because he's afraid of the madam. At first, I wasn't even trying to rescue you, but the rescue beacon you had been issued had an old-fashioned identification number, so I thought it belonged to a small vintage spacecraft. Huh? Is that so? So then, when I examined the broken armor, I found it was nothing, that it was just worthless junk. It was in real bad condition, needing maintenance. I removed and checked out the identification number. How often did you go out in that thing? It was in pretty bad condition, yet the army still distributed it out to me. It's a cruel story, it's the reason why I'm now in this situation. The madam had thought we could get a valuable vintage price for it. That's the reason why she was very happy to meet with you. Then she went from pleased to disappointed in a flash. The madam got really angry. It got so bad she brandished her microwave gun. If he had been shot with a microwave gun, or by a microwave gun, he would have got reduced to a fine molecular level dust. I can easily imagine it with how those two people are when they're angry. The madam thought it would not be worth the hassle to keep you on this ship, decided to just throw you out into space. I stepped in to stop that. Huh? Pumping his chest, he said it with a proud confidence. So in other words, that means you owe me your thanks to the day you die, got it? He's pressing this debt I owe him forcefully, and I have my doubts. Is it even possible for me to confirm this with the madam? Well, I don't know the truth. It was still good to know after having this lengthy talk. For now, I just need to obey the orders of this guy. If you listen to my advice, you should avoid any unnecessary trouble. Now, to work! To work! For the time being, I operate my terminal, checking out the data record of the ship. Huh? A 3200 gigawatt dynamo? What's with this engine? The shock from seeing the terrifyingly high specs had made me accidentally raise my voice. Hey apprentice, this ship, she doesn't only just have a powerful dynamo, this engine has a warship class output, and the ship is also much lighter than a space battleship, so it's even faster than it looks. Melvin states it proudly. Without the limiter, it can still do 6 trillion revolutions at once to outrun anything. If the route isn't restricted, in 5 seconds, she can reach her top speed. As if it were his own, Melvin spoke proudly of the ship's engine. Really, it certainly is an amazing engine. It also mentions about how it can precisely control gravity. I wonder what this par is about. It can't be that this ship's engine was really made by Melvin. No way, it has a higher output than any space patrol warship in the region. And at that size, it doesn't seem like it could have been made under any normal circumstances. I maintain her with the greatest of care every day, so please also look after her well, too. Marvin gazed up at the main engine, proudly I'd say. He had a look of fond affection on his face. Uh-oh, you don't seem to be that enthusiastic. Well, I guess as long as you perform your job fine, I don't have any complaints. Of course, I would do my best and work very hard. However, there are still a few things I don't quite understand. Ah, so you want to know why I really hired you, mate? Melvin seems to have misinterpreted what I was about to say to him and jumped to his own conclusions. He then brings his mouth up close to my ear. Honestly, I'm a homo, all right? What? What? You see, I fell in love with you at first sight. Do not worry, folks. We won't show the scene if there actually happens to be one. Wink with a radiant smile. That's... My body started to jitter nervously. Ah! Ah! Oh, if he had us all going. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. Joking, I'm joking. I'm not really Randy Danny Homo, but I had you going. I'm straight, really. Don't worry about that, Makoto. Oh, ha, ha. Well now, talking seriously, my body is ill. I have outer space sickness, and it's been getting worse. You might have heard of it. You have outer space sickness? Yeah, I've heard of it. It's still unknown what causes it, right? Since humans began accessing outer space, space crews started coming down with a disease. It starts with shakes along with tinnitus and dizziness. It's merciless, and symptoms only grow worse. Fundamental treatment methods have still not yet been developed. It's a new kind of disease that has been troubling humanity since our advancement into outer space. I've needed assistance for some time. I've begged to the madam about my pain. Then you had the good convenience of getting picked up. Well, it was just chance, Marvin said while he stared seriously at me. Well, in other words, if I don't need you, that means you will be thrown out into space, so if you didn't have this work, you would no longer be here. Oh, I see. Saying that, Melvin taps me with a couple of pats on my shoulder. Well then, let me explain the division of the work around here. This area doesn't need any more work done. Come over here a moment. I do what he asks. Marvin leads us towards the cargo compartment. If you hit this, it opens up the main hatch of the ship. Loading and unloading it is done here. For boarding with other ships, we have another hatch. Only smaller crafts can enter and leave through this one here. Huh? Hey, what are you doing? Aren't you paying attention? I wasn't paying attention, because that's when it hit me. I looked over the cargo compartment again. Something about it made me feel anxious that I hadn't noticed until now. You could say I avoided noticing it. To say something is strange about here. Okay, whatever. No way, it's weird when I think about it, but I can't help but want to ask. I've been ignoring it until now, but that's... I say it, pointing at the iron barred window in front of me. The door has an electronic lock on it, something that can enter inside but can't get back out. The box container was large enough to fit several people, and looking at the bottom, it seemed possible to have to move the lattice grilled container box. The problem now is to say what it actually is. It's obvious to me now that I've looked at it what it's used for, but how can I say it? Inside of the lattice box are some collars tied to a fat chain made from steel rolling around. With the collars, the lattice box looks just like a prison. No, it can't really be a prison. Surely it isn't. Well, don't worry. Huh? That's it? Prying is forbidden. This is not your ship. You were rescued to work down here and just be part of the ordinary crew. Nothing more and nothing less. Saying that, Melvin puts his hand on my shoulder. Now, on to the next place. Melvin begins walking us back to the engine room. This here is an entrance for smaller craft. Stored here is the external module hatch for the entrance of a small craft. Well, there is no need to explain all the details here. There's a lot of choices that can be made. I don't even know if they've all been translated. Please tell me all the details. Something makes me want to know more about the small craft. If the time came, would I be able to escape by using this? Oh, really? Then what did you want to know? I'll answer anything. Well, that's if I know it. So this is the hatch for the small craft? As you see, it opens using an airlock system, though for boarding the passage section isn't practical. The width makes it difficult to use for an entranceway. Is that right? So we can see inside? That's impossible. The hatch opens using a lock code, which only the madam knows. Ah, is that right? So it's not that simple to use then. Well, this is a hatch that is only used for small-sized craft. Melvin bangs, knocking on the door. But that's all. The locked door still doesn't open. The madam is the only one who knows the release code, since it can't be opened. So is this the only small craft on the ship? So when escaping, would this get used? Ah, yes it is. The small craft is the one used in evacuations. But only just this one craft is used? The ship is so huge, but to think there is this one small craft here to be used in a rare exception. What are you worried about, Makoto? Well, that didn't come out right. He's like, what are you worried about, Makoto? Yeah, I'd say I'm good. Why, Marvin? Are you worried about something? Me? Worried about? What's there to be worried about, Then please look closely at the characters written on the hatch. Capacity limit 4, that's what's written. No matter how you think, that's not enough for all the crew members on this ship. Oh, that. If we had to cram it full, wouldn't 7 people still be able to get inside? Besides, this ship will not ever break down, so don't worry. Marvin laughs dynamically while smacking me on my back again. He still seems full of confidence. Quietly, I stare at Marvin's face. What's wrong? Something stuck to my face? Surely you haven't fallen in love with me. No, forgive me. For now, to avoid more of his homo jokes, I should just ask about something else. Okay, I understand. Where to next? Next? Where to next? What are you doing here? Makoto has other work that needs to be done. Come now! While talking with Melvin before, I had noticed that Risa was standing behind us. Oh, Risa. Okay. If it's you who needs this guy for something, you can take him all you like. My back is slapped again. Follow me. You have work to do. Ah, yes. Arisa's come here just to pick you up. I'm really envious. Well, good luck. Wah-ha-ha-ha. Melvin sees me off, waving us in a cheerful manner. But to the contrary, I feel depressed. From now on, what will I have to do? Oh, when they said cow pig, they actually meant a cow pig. Carefully clean the dirty back of that cow pig over there. Yes. In the area below the cargo deck is an area where livestock known as cow pigs are being raised. There are several dozen cow pigs being kept here, and now the care of these cow pigs is also part of my work. Because these young animals love being beautiful more than anything else, we'll clean them with a shower. Still, rather than shower them using the water hose, wouldn't it be better to just put them all in a mist bath? If you put them in a bath, younger ones will get frightened. We can gently wash their body with a brush and they'll be very happy. Yeah, alright. I said this while scrubbing a cow pig's back with a brush and pulling over the hose to give them a shower. Weird looking things. However, it gives a weird cry. DNA through splicing a combination of cow and pig was used to create a chimera type food organism. Cow, beef, and milk, along with the pork from the pig, makes an economical creature to live off. In other words, this is the food plan on the ship. These animals' bodies fulfill that role. An ample source of protein, the bodies have been genetically enhanced for size. Also, if you cut away a bit of flesh, it heals back to its original state after a few days. They have an incredible recuperation ability. Since this ship only has a few crew, it shouldn't have a problem with its food supply with the dozens of cow pigs in this plant. It's feeling really good. It's sticking out its tongue, groaning with its weird cry. If you neglect to clean the manure and regularly maintain the body hygiene, then they can die from filthiness. Really, it's an annoying creature. What are you complaining about? Look, they are all gathered to become beautiful from the wash. Boy, that is really Japanese. Well, yeah, I get it. I get that. Oh, wow. In the corner of the pen, a cow pig bigger than the rest is dropping out feces. Disgusting. Ooh, okay then, you'll be getting a proper cleanup. The cow pig, moving quicker than it looks, rushes towards me. Fine, I'll do it now. Move your feet over there. Like the cow pig understood what I said, it moved to the edge of the room. There is fodder left for it there for it to eat. It's a pellet like dry food on a tray. The cow pig starts to eat the fodder. What, did you want to eat the bait? Well, then I'll clean you now before it's too late. Eat up all you like. The cow pig delightfully eats its fodder. I'm starting to think this guy is cute, but only a little. The cow pig messily eats up all the fodder. With a soapy scrub down, its belly and butt is clean from the messy feces it had made earlier. This guy, his body is covered in feces just from walking around. After all, it's just a disgusting, basic creature. So cute. Eh? Well, I was looking at the cow pig with astonishment. Ariza had stopped what she was doing to look at it. When Ariza had vacantly muttered her comment, I had turned instinctively to look at her. Make sure you wash it properly. Don't smear around the feces. Clean it off. I like the cow pigs. Beautiful. Though she had just spoke to me with a stern expression, I hadn't overlooked what she just muttered. The cow pig tramples over its feces while Risa watches, causing her to relax her facial expression. Well then, Risa's got other work to do, so you should go clean the rest of the rooms. Alright. Risa and I finished cleaning the cow pig pen. She had given me some cleaning supplies before she left the room. Clean the rest of the rooms, even though she said that? I have the cleaning supplies Risa gave me, but this seemingly small task is daunting. No matter how you think about it, I personally can't clean this huge place alone. Looking at the ship's layout map hanging on the wall at the cow pig room, I start feeling depressed. However, if I don't do it, they will think me useless. Probably, if I'm not fit for purpose, they'll just throw me out to space. Ugh, anyhow, I should just work as hard as possible. The tip of the brush I'm using is equipped with an aspirator, which has a vacuum cleaner-like function. It's only good to keep moving forward, to try to get it done quicker than I think. Still, it's hard not to think about the huge size of the ship. Even this passage is grandly long. Ooh! Oh dear, don't slack off. Clean up properly. For now, you need to clean all the rooms before the end of the day. Yes. While I was only taking a brief rest in the passage, the madam happened to pass by. Slacking off, without knowing that I had only just briefly stopped what I was doing, the madam had passed by and lightly reprimanded me. The entrance hall and the visitor welcoming rooms are to be cleaned diligently. Because I have an important customer planning to visit one of these days, keep them beautiful. Yes. After the madam states this, she briskly walks off somewhere. Guessing that's the entrance hall. The corridor of the cargo compartment connects to the entrance hall. If I'm not mistaken, the welcoming room should be accessible through the entrance hall. I work my way through the corridor as I clean it, heading towards the entrance hall at the center of the ship. While I'm cleaning the floor of an open area, I notice a direction board. You can get to various rooms through the entrance hall. It's the main entrance to the ship. The Madam and Amy's private quarters have a dining room only for the Mizar family, and also a large bathroom. For the welcoming visitors room, it was possible to enter all these specific rooms from this entrance hall. Ooh, where does it all end? After I finish cleaning the floor, I enter the room for welcoming visitors. It's a very luxurious room. What is this? It's way too spacious. This room is located in the upper center part of the ship. It's so gorgeous that I couldn't believe it's even a part of the inside of this spaceship. It gives the impression of a grand hall that could easily accommodate 100 to 200 people inside this colossal size of a room. It gives the impression that everything is built to a specification, that this ship carries the essence of the Mizar family and it's their personal property. The room has various adornments. There isn't a more luxurious and gorgeous room for the guests. I'm stunned by the thought of the cost of it. Just this one room, what in the heck do they even do here? I look solemnly at the decorated ornaments. I can't even begin to imagine simply how much the value of just this one thing is. Hey, garbage, don't touch that. Amy, excuse me, I was just admiring it. When I turned around, there was Amy standing there before I had even noticed. She was scowling at me with the usual air of superiority that she carries. Do your cleaning up quickly. Anyway, your life is worth about next to nothing to us, so you better do all the work you're given. Yes. She sure has the nerve to complain about everything. She just comes off as an arrogant brat with that attitude. It's impossible for me to naturally give her any respect. What's that face? Perhaps you have something you want to complain about? No, nothing at all. Shit, this is not the only room. Clean the other rooms properly, idiot. I'm just making sure you know your work. You should be grateful. Yes, extremely grateful. You have my full gratitude. Then diligently do it. If you slack for even 1 second, I'll kill you. Yes. Amy, finishing her berating of me, leaves through the door in front of me. I click my tongue 100 times in my mind while looking back at the spot where she left. That bitch. The madam gives off the vibe of being intimidating and self-conceited, while she retains the symbol of... Hold on. With that, she remains the symbol of absolute authority. My will to defy her seems to be disappearing. Somehow, I have adapted to it. But when it comes to Amy, she's nothing without the benefactress from her mother. Her egoistic attitude of being above all isn't good, and I just can't accept it. Even Amy is still a virgin. She's no better than me. Being a virgin for a long time, your judgment criteria becomes based upon a person's sexual experience, which is pointless. Well, it was a bothersome burden to worry about being a virgin. At least I've lost my virginity. In that significance, I'm more accomplished than Amy, so I'm even more human than her. The way I'm thinking about this so proudly is pathetically childish, too. But her double standard on virginity aggravates me. Back to work. I clean the floor of the welcoming room. Then I stop to take a look at the floor plan. What is this room? It looks like there's another room behind the welcoming room. It won't open. It's locked tight. The door is locked. It doesn't open even when I push the open and shut switch. I'm really curious. What the hell is this room? I want to know, but I can't unlock the door to find out. Anyway, it's better if I just get on with cleaning. I'm intrigued by that door, but for the time being, I should get on with cleaning the other places. Well, next place. A few steps away from the entrance hall, there's a hatch leading to the navigation room. I have to clean here also. This place is giving me big expectations. Because I'm interested in what happens in the navigation room, the brain of the ship that controls the high-powered engine. Wow, amazing. I open the door and go inside. In front of me is a large open space with a completely integrated pilot seat, displayed in spots where several instruments required for navigation. Looking closer, there's a pilot seat and another seat that is likely where the captain would sit, along with a small stool for operating, but the device looks to be turned off. It's more narrower than I'd expected. All the various instruments were more than enough to captivate my interest. Hey, you. Don't just touch stuff. You don't understand any of this, do you? Whoops. Where? Oh, Johnny, wasn't it? If I recall, this man is the pilot of the ship who I passed in the passage while I was boarding the ship. Watching Johnny, he opens a panel underneath the pilot seat, and for some reason, fiddles with a circuit. Oh my, seems you're actually wearing some clothes this time, sacrificial pawn. I'm confident enough to show myself naked every day. If you wish, I can right now. Hehehe, easy to say, isn't it? So now you become a servant here. Well, in any case, I doubt you even have the technical skills to use the instruments here, do you, deadbeat? So you say deadbeat, but isn't that just an exaggeration? Although all I can respond with is how he's being objective, and then just glare harshly with a stare back at Johnny. Ah, that's my bad. If you were able to stay on this ship, I'd have expected... Okay, I'm sorry. I'd have to expect of them that you must not be a deadbeat. Rather, it points to you being of a super elite class. What's a super elite? For me, for what reason do I meet the assessment? I don't understand. When Johnny shuts the panel, I notice his eyes appraising my thing, just like that time when we first met. You're a unique guy, ain't ya? So what is it you're trying to say? What I mean by that is, the madam may like you and your thing, along with your current behavior. From Johnny's wording, I still couldn't tell what he was getting at. Well, perhaps it's just about being treated proper, if I guess. By the way, what were you doing when you went under there? Huh? Oh, I was repairing. I had to fix it because I was having one or two problems with the circuit. Then Johnny plumped himself down to sit in the pilot seat and began to operate the console. Hurry up and go, you're in the way. You don't need to clean here. Here's for the ship ace pilot, and since that's me, and this is my castle. It's not a place for some lowly lackey like you. Ha ha! Johnny, without even looking at me, responds to me coldly. Since he dislikes me being here, I have no right to stay. So I reluctantly go to leave the navigation room. Johnny, have you finished setting the coordinates? Yes, I finished. I hear the sound of the door opening. Then the madam and Amy enter into the navigation room. Then we're going to the target according to schedule? Yes, ma'am. The madam sits behind Johnny, looking straight ahead out the front of the ship. To my conquest of the ocean planet. Oh, madam, I don't want to go to a war. Aren't you exaggerating? Johnny says this with his head just poking out while his body is still buried under the lower stool next to the pilot seat. It's good. For why would I call it a conquest, meaning for me to conquer? How's that like a war? That's right, Johnny. You were always so finicky. You should just stay silent and get on with taking us to the target planet. Aha, yes. Ouch. I understand. Oh, man. That good? Lately you've been such an ignoramus. Do it again, and I'll kill you. But yes, I'll never do it again. I won't make another mistake. Mistake, Johnny? What kind of mistake did you make? Okay, that's actually funny. She says, you know, I jumped out in a bikini thinking we arrived at a tropical resort planet, but it was the coldest planet ever because you put the opposite coordinate in by mistake. That rebellious gag wasn't funny. Oh yeah, Amy was in her bikini and she was shivering and shaking. That's right. Wah! I'm very sorry, Amy. Whether it's tropical or cold, surely you would have checked before changing clothes to jump out in a bikini. Well, just pile it correctly. I have hunting preparations to do. This time, don't make the same mistake. Yeah, please, leave it to me. While tugging on the back of Johnny's neck, Amy continuously kicked him in the head many times. His head got kicked so many times that it seems as he bit his tongue. So as we planned, we are heading to the planet ND33598. Good, go even faster. Yes, yes. Now I have preparations to complete. Right, I'm looking forward to it, Mama. Preparations for hunting is what she said earlier? What? Hunting on... What are they hunting on planet ND33598? Hey, you, what do you think you are listening to? Huh? Because just now, the Madam and Amy said that those two definitely mentioned hunting when they were talking. The planet ND33598 is protected under the Europa Agreement. Isn't that a violation of the agreement to do any hunting in that location? You don't have a reason to be worried about that. More so, don't you have still have more cleaning to do? The scum is asking us questions. How stupid are you? It's good for you to stay silent. Scum should only get on with the work that's given for scum. The two of them have a stern facial expression. Johnny just looks at the instruments on the pilot seat as if nothing had happened. Well, I think I'll ask you to go clean the bathroom. Of course, you'll do it, won't you? Huh? Understood, I will do it. Hold on. Oh, hey, you, that's... Johnny, you're to be silent. Yes, yes. Then do as I ask. To the bathroom, I understand. With that, the Madam and Amy left the navigation room. You're an idiot. You got yourself into a load of trouble. Huh? I've just got to clean the bathroom. What's the problem? Johnny subsequently said nothing. Why was saying hunting bad? Also, is cleaning the bath really that difficult? Oh, I just don't care. Leave me alone and go clean the bathroom. And with that, Johnny went back under the piloting seat again. I went out to the entrance hall and headed for the bathroom. Wow, it sure is huge. Unreal. I think I've only raised my voice most of today in admiration. The welcoming room was surprising enough, but this bathroom is equally luxurious. Inside this spaceship, even the bathroom is superlative. Water is one of the most valued things in space, but this is no puddle. It's an Olympic swimming pool, splashing and overflowing. It's unbelievable to see this, but this is going to be really hard to clean. Even though I was stunned by the room, I decided the best decision to make was just to get started by grabbing the brush. I didn't have a choice due to my slave contract with the Mizar family. I prepared to start cleaning while telling myself that doing this is a better choice than being thrown out into space for breaching my contract. But still, Johnny, when the madam had requested me to do the bathroom, he got so startled. But I wonder why. Is there something here? No way. Do they do something here? Like, do they have something here like sharks, crocodiles, or space monsters that eat humans? They couldn't possibly have that. I don't know. Well, I should just get started with cleaning now. I get the cleaning supplies ready to brush the floor. Just when I started scrubbing the floor with the brush, the entrance door opens. Are you working hard at your cleaning? Ah! It was the madam that had just entered, but stark naked. You've been troublesome. Don't stop moving your hands. Do your cleaning properly. Yes, I am, but... Though I'm in here with the madam, she doesn't conceal her body and acts like her usual self. Oh, the body soap dispenser is broken. I'm sorry, I'll get some right now. Though I still didn't know this place, it might be part of my work. I expect it is, so I hurry to the madam's side, try to remove the tank for the body soap dispenser provided in the washroom. Is that so? Well, let's make some natural body soap. Huh? Natural? What? The madam suddenly pushed a switch on the wall while laughing boldly. Everything I could see around me rotated in an instant. What is happening? Oh wow, we actually get to see the main character's face. This is not something you normally see too often in these games. Okay, so now we know what kind of guy actually we're playing as. What is happening? Why, there's a woman's pussy. Wait, it's a madam and she's turned upside down. I don't understand what's going on. Blood rushes to my head in addition to having difficulty breathing. My face is beginning to swell, but that's when I finally realize what had happened. I'm hanging upside down. As expected of a trap Amy built, it's perfect. Huh? Oh, wait, madam. What is this thing? What? Didn't you notice it? Did you not expect anything? I'm pleased you fell for this capturing device trap. Did you not expect anything? Wait. Or what? Why would a person have expected this sort of scenario? But never, not in my wildest dreams, would I think that such a trick was awaiting in this bathroom. The madam approaches me while I'm suspended. I try to reach my foot that's ensnared tightly in the well-built ringed harness with my hands. I requested you here alone to make you get in this perfect situation. My daughter has made me very proud. No ordinary person would be able to make or have this kind of device. This sort of equipment would only be available to the military. How is it possible for a daughter to make this on her own? Wait, doesn't that mean that other devices like this might be planted all around the ship? If that's the case, I won't even be safe walking the corridors. More concerning, there wasn't anything there to show it was a trap before it sprung. What a lovely look for you, Makoto. It's an apprentice suitable for my slave. The madam says this, putting her fingers between my groin. Oh, wait, just a moment, madam. You do know it's futile to struggle. Or are you trying a hunting trick? Your personal strength alone isn't enough to take it off. Oh, please forgive me already. Let me down from here, madam. No, I won't allow it. You signed the contract and have to listen to every request I say, so be quiet and obey. Oh, man. What did he get himself into this time? It was a little bit of a slow start, just kind of actually building the character and the world a little bit, which is not something I expect. I thought it's just going to go to one age scene to another, but it seems like there is a story here that's developing. We're not going to get to see much of it. So again, if you guys like what you're seeing here, you need to go buy Closed Game, because it may support this game being fully translated, and that would be great, right? So pick it up, and for now, and I will bring you more, don't worry. This is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. See you guys later on Grim Sentai Corner.